anything else? Could you use it? Would you use it in any other ways?
And I have an aunt that says that quite often. I mean, she uses that term, but I never have.
Okay.
But you'd use it for quite a few terms.
That's fine. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you just say yes, or what might you say to a man or a woman that you have just met? Yes. Or what do you teach your children to say to be polite?
Oh, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, and to a man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Do you think this is done as much today?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think it should be?
I still think that it should be. I mean, after all, I think people should respect older people. And I think that's something that it's just as important today as it was a century ago.
Okay, how about students in a classroom with their teacher?
Well, I don't know. I think you should still show respect, but I guess there again, the teacher should govern that. And then too, the teacher's so young nowadays, maybe they, you know, it all depends on, like Janet, I think there's very little age difference in, you know.
Her and a lot of the kids.
And we're probably
to
you too.
Off.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So what
well,
do, what do you say to you?
6 years ago, there was hardly any age difference.
What do you say to you?
They call me either Mrs. or I like them to say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am.
Well, that's what
extent.
I think.
I don't like them to be formal all the time because.
No, but I mean, occasionally, just to. Yeah, but
right.
I mean, occasionally, at least you know they still have some respect,
right.
And that's what
that's
I think.
That's very important to me.
Yeah.
And,
that's what I mean. I don't think that I hear children, even real small, and say yes and no, and I think it's very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Okay. If you had just hit your finger with a hammer, what might you say?
I'd probably say, oh me, or something like that. I burnt my fingers last week
badly
at church, and I didn't say a word. And I nearly had a fit, but I just stood there and didn't say a word.
I don't know if I'm proud of you or not. I think I would have screamed. Okay. If the dog grabbed the pie and ran off with it, what would you do? The pie, the cake you just baked to take to church.
Oh, I'd have a fit. I'd say, well, just get that dog out of here.
Okay, fine. Huh? All right. What might you say when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid?
I say, oh, shucks, why in the world did I do something so silly or so stupid?
Okay, fine.
Like answering some of these questions, they seem so stupid.
All right. When something shocking is reported, perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, why the...
very idea.
Okay, good. Okay. When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting, asking about their health? Hi.
Hello. Jane, how are you this morning?
Okay, fine. When you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say to him?
I always say, how are you?
Okay.
I mean, I've done that for a long time. I don't know.
Okay, fine. When somebody's leaving after a visit, you might tell them, or I hope you'll...
come again.
Okay, fine. What do you say on the 25th of December when you first get out of bed and you meet someone?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, fine. And what do you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you? You might say I'm much...
appreciative or much obliged. People used to say that an awful lot.
Okay, fine. If you are not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, I blank I'll have time.
I think I'll have time.
Okay. I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
Okay. You made a purchase, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and...
wrapped it up.
Okay. Okay, when I got home with this package, I did what to it?
Opened it up.